All right, hello all. I am going to talk about kind of how I am approaching the job search right now. So just a little bit about me. It's kind of awkward. Well, it's not awkward, but like, I have wanted to do this a long time ago. I don't know if people actually know that, but a long time ago I had applied. I've been trying to do this, and I finally got around to doing it. And like, I actually, and then I started passing my test, like I passed my test, and I'd interviewed for some places before because I was like, you know, I need to find like a company that will take me, and I was kind of going through that. And now I've obviously passed my test, but I still had those deals and those communications with the other companies. And so now that's, I'm going back to them and I'm saying, look, I passed my test. You know, what is it going to take to onboard me, et cetera, et cetera. And so now I am applying. I have one in specific that I really, really want to work it for. But, you know, if they don't get back to me, they don't get back to me, and I need to reassess and be able to get back on my feet real fast. So that's kind of how I'm doing things. I am going to do some, I'm going to do some podcasts around the confusion, some of the confusion that I had, like, the one that I just posted, the difference between high cost and high priced, the, I'm trying to think of other ones. Oh, the difference between a mortgage, note, deed of trust, etc. Like, how exactly those fit together, the lien theory versus title theory states, just things that are super easy for people to either forget or get mixed up, and help clear some of that up. So I think that they might be shorter episodes. I'm not sure though, but I will go back to my like ECOA, TILA, you know, my big episodes over the federal laws. And I'm trying to figure out the way to do the math ones. The problem is obviously because this is audio, I can't be like, okay, so you're going to take this number and then divide it by that. It just gets too abstract. And I don't think it's going to be that popular unless people like reach out to me on Instagram and tell me otherwise. I'm not going to do that because I feel like it's going to be boring for you and me unless you're sitting there. Like, I wanted these podcasts to be able to, you know, sit in your car in traffic and here's studying for a different career, right? And I feel like it kind of defeats the point to have like, okay, so now you need to break out your pen and paper and you need to do this, and I just don't see that being feasible, I guess. So anyway, yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. I'm trying to figure out the best way to do the math ones. I might explain topics like LTV, like calculation of, but I can't say like, oh, Harry has a property that, you know, appraises at, sells at, you know, that's just too difficult. So yeah, anyway, thank you for listening. I'll keep my employment job search. I'll keep everyone updated on that, and hopefully I will have some good news about that soon too. Thank you.